The summer of 2020 was supposed to be spectacular for Southeast Alaska's economy. Nearly 1.5 million visitors were supposed to spend roughly $800 million supporting thousands of regional jobs and hundreds of companies. But the coronavirus pandemic brought all of that to a screeching halt, and now people like Midgey Moore are hemorrhaging money. She runs Juno Food Tours. Her husband runs a sport fishing and whale watching company. And ever since the cruise season stalled, people have been canceling their vacations in droves. And that means they want their deposits back.
You know, I'm looking at several, probably $5,000 to $10,000 in refunds, but my husband's looking at tens and tens of thousands of dollars of refunds. So those loans are not to help us to stay in business, it's to help us to pay back people who aren't coming.
Generally, the cruise season runs from May through September. But the smaller companies spend the early months of the year gearing up for the season. Moore says they use funds people pay in deposits to keep the businesses running in the off-season and to ramp up during the shoulder season. They should be hiring right now. Instead, her husband had to lay off 19 people. She laid off 10. This year has turned into something of a worst-case scenario.
We're at the point where we don't want to look at our phones or check our emails because we're terrified that it's a request for a refund.
Some version of this story is playing out for small business owners who rely on the visitor industry all over the state. Before lawmakers left Juneau, John Bittner of the Alaska Small Business Development Center told a Senate Finance Committee that between coronavirus-related shutdowns and the dramatic drop in oil prices, the state's economy is taking a beating.
To be honest, this is such a wide-ranging economic upheaval that every industry in the state is going to be negatively impacted in some sense, with a handful of exceptions.
He said the federal small business loans could help keep some of them afloat.
It's not a silver bullet. Not everybody will be eligible, but this is a step in the right direction.
On offer is up to $2 million in low-interest loans to small businesses, and they can be used for things like payroll and paying bills that cannot be paid because of the coronavirus outbreak. Moore says she heard about the program and applied online. She says it's pretty complicated. If you don't have a strong financial background, there's some lingo that's not easy to understand. She's a little nervous she didn't do it right. And she says it took more than 4 hours for her to get through the process.
And this is not SBA's fault, but I am certain that pretty much half of the United States is applying. And the system, the website is just, it keeps shutting down. It's crashing.
Right now, Moore has all of this anxiety about her business because it's just not clear how she's going to make a living this year. But there have been these moments of joy in the last few weeks. When people reach out to tell her that they're canceling their trips, she's been asking them to consider leaving their deposits with her, turning them into essentially gift cards. This guy in Florida reached out. He'd paid about $500 in advance. And at first, he told her he wanted his money back. But after they emailed back and forth a few times, he asked her how she was doing.
And I was just very frank with him. I said, I'm struggling. I said, I'm really struggling.
She told him that not only will she not make any money, but she has to give back what she already has. And pretty soon she gets another email.
He goes, I would like to buy a gift card for $1,000. I, of course, burst into tears. And I was like, oh my gosh, not only are you buying your tour, but you're paying an additional $500, you know, double, just to be a nice person. And I emailed him back and I said, Daddy's just so generous. He goes, we need to help one another.
And there might be some other help on the way for businesses like Moore's. The Federal CARES Act that just passed, that's the massive $2 trillion coronavirus aid bill, it gave SBA access to another $350 billion in loans for small businesses. They can be used to cover things like operating costs or employee expenses like payroll or healthcare premiums and vacation or sick leave. There's also a loan advance option that could get up to $10,000 to her within 3 days of applying. Moore applied for the loan on Monday and hopes to get it and maybe use it to pay rent by the end of the week. From KTOO in Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.